Okay, that's weird.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with Lacey G and my beautiful and wonderful co-host, Amy Nichols. And today we have special guest, part-time Justin in
Hello.
The house.
Hello.
And I brought in my good buddy, Trey Money.
Hey, how's it going today?
In here for a special reason, and that's because Amy and I were doing something the other day, and as soon as I did it, I realized this is really, really weird. So I thought maybe we could have a couple of people come in here and ask questions, is this weird or not, and have Trey, who is judgmental, judge us on whether or not this is weird.
I guarantee you it's probably going to be torn apart pretty quickly.
The thing that I was doing that caught my attention and made me realize that I'm really, really weird. Amy and I are not just best friends, we're also bathroom buddies. We go to the bathroom together.
That's weird. Right.
And on the way to the bathroom, sometimes I like to hold her hand. And okay. So I grab her hand and I walk down to the bathroom holding hands. Now, we don't hold hands in the bathroom and we don't usually hold it on the way back. But is it weird? Is my love for Amy weird? Because I don't feel bad for loving her.
Yes. 100%. This is a very weird ritual. I understand that like women at the restaurant will go to the restroom together. I don't know why guys don't do it, but I'm never like, hey, you go to the restroom. And then the weird thing is how frequent it is. That's another thing.
I like to stay hydrated. I also go without Amy at home and then I'm lonely, except for I do have my pervert dog watching me the whole time.
If you don't close the door?
Number one, no. I don't close the door on number one. Number two, yeah. And then my husband will try to talk to me through the door, and I'm like, babe, door's shut. I am busy right now.
Also
but he will
weird.
Still he will still try.
Also weird.
What's for dinner tonight? I'm not thinking about that right now.
The way I like to look at is it weird is, would you see somebody else doing it and think it's weird?
Ooh, that's good.
So now if you saw me and Justin go to the bathroom together and we're holding hands walking to the bathroom, is it weird?
I would say good for you. Trey's finally coming to terms with himself.
I would say it's gay.
Yeah.
Here's the difference. Amy and I are on a completely different level. If Amy didn't have a husband and family to go home to, I would keep her as a pet. I would have Amy with me at all times.
So you gotta break these chains.
So keeping on the same theme here, is it weird that I've peed almost everywhere in my house that's acceptable whenever I first moved in?
What do you mean acceptable? What's the term acceptable?
Are you going to
no
confess?
Sinks.
Outside?
No sinks. I did. I peed outside, and I peed in both my showers and in my garden tub and in my
honest.
Toilets.
Getting
because
real honest here.
What about your sinks?
Not my sinks. Because I do dishes there, and I have to wash up and get ready for dinner and everything else. But
I peed in my sink a lot in college.
Me too.
Okay, so then that's not weird that I felt like I needed to mark my own territory whenever I first moved into my house.
I think they didn't have any other options is maybe why they did that.
And it's
you
funny.
Didn't have any other options than a sink.
Well, no, I had a community bathroom, but it was just all the way down the hallway, and I just had a perfectly working sink right there.
You know what? This is my house. This is my tub. I
want
to pee in
it. If you want to pee where you want, pee where you want.
Okay, while the shower was running? Like, the toilet's right there, but
I don't want to answer the question.
Okay. Do you guys have anything non-pee related that you do that's weird?
I don't like washing my hands after I go pee. Okay, so I guess it's not related. But I think it's an insult to myself because, like, I keep that area very clean. But when someone comes into the bathroom and I just got done using the bathroom.
You feel bullied?
I will. I pretend to wash my hands because I don't want them to judge me. Like, I don't even wash my hands. I turn on the sink and pretend to, like, wash my hands and take a napkin and wipe my hands and just so people think. But I know my hands are clean. I have another one. Okay, I think everyone does this. But when you're at home alone or just chilling, do y'all just throw your hands in your pants and lay in your bed, you know, just
what,
like,
pants?
Yeah. Okay. So you're not wearing
yes,
pants.
Yes.
But
I put your hands
in your pants, right? Not your pocket.
You're not. Yes. It's just like a comfortable chilling area.
It is.
I am wearing pants. And so for me, it's more of an underbelly thing. Like, I like grabbing the under part of my belly and I don't know why.
I am learning way too much about you people.
Do you do that, Trey? You don't. Put your hand in your pants, like while you're just sitting down, laying down, watching a game.
I'm starting to get
the honestly
like
answer.
You're turning this into some sort of weird.
No,
Justin,
it's not weird. It's not erotic at all. It's just comfortable, isn't it?
No, I'm sorry, I don't do that.
I don't normally. Normally it's.
So I guess it's I guess you don't smell your hand afterwards.
It's
then
like,
either.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know if this is more of a challenge or me rebelling, but when a waiter hands you a hot plate and says, you know, be careful, I immediately want to touch it.
Not weird. Not weird at all.
I mean, that's why universal. Wouldn't you?
Because they say don't touch it. Why would you touch it?
Because
it's hot.
I want to know if I can handle it.
Handle it.
If they have that sissy little towel, whatever, I can touch it with my bare hair and I can pick it up.
Does anyone in your family realize you're doing it? Are you doing it all by yourself?
Oh, well, Josh does it too. Okay. I didn't get it from him, but
how did you find out that y'all both do that? You just randomly did it one day? Or y'all?
Yeah, I would go into dinner, dating, you know. They'll bring you a plate, and then we'll be like, oh, my
How
God.
Many dates in was it? Because if it's date one, that's hilarious.
No, I don't know. I don't remember. Is it weird that I think about death all the time? Like, if anybody's ever late, or if my husband doesn't answer the phone, or no matter what, then I'm like, oh, crap, they died. And now I'm stuck in this awkward position. Like, I'm at a restaurant waiting on you. You're 30 minutes late. Your husband doesn't know that you're meeting me to call me and let me know that you died. Nobody knows. And then I'm just sitting here hungry. How long do I have to wait to order food knowing that you've died and I need to order something?
This is funny coming from you because you are always late. Every time I'm waiting on you.
Are you ever afraid that I died?
Never.
She must have died. I pulled up to my house one day. My garage was open. My husband's truck was there and his passenger side door was open. And I walk up and I don't see him. And I said, okay, well, he's been murdered. So what I got to do is I have to run to the neighbor's house, call the cops, and then I guess mourn him or plan a funeral or something. I don't know what comes next. And so I thought about all this and I get out of my car and I turn around and he was standing right there. He went across the street to go check the mail. And I was like, Jeremy, what are you doing? I thought somebody had murdered you. And he's like, because the garage door is open, watch less Investigation Discovery. But he did not appreciate how calmly I thought about the situation. Because I'm like, oh, crap, well, he's been murdered. So this is what I'm going to do because I have to save myself.
And you've never been right? You've never been like, oh, right. Okay.
About a murder.
Mm-mm. Okay. I would say that it's not really that weird. If it's like extenuating circumstances, like your garage door is never open and his passenger door is just open. Like, why would his passenger door be open? But I could see that. If it's the late thing, if you're like 20 minutes late and you haven't got the text message yet, then that's maybe a little over the top weird.
Is it weird that I can call my husband daddy whenever I'm talking to him for my dog?
That's yes.
But not in any other situation. Mm. So I'll be talking to my dog and I'm like, oh, there's your daddy. Go get your daddy.
I'm talking about kids.
So you could refer to him, but I can't refer to him. Thanks, daddy, in any other kind of situation except for that.
That does not make you
not
weird.
Not even in the bedroom?
Not even weird. Oh.
Not at all.
That's kind of sexy if you do that.
No, because I have daddy issues. That'd be really weird because then it's like, well, I'm confused. You're my daddy. Am I supposed to love you or hate you?
Because I feel like the daddy issues would make it a little bit more
only,
fun.
It's only acceptable on Father's Day.
But instead of blowing out my candles, I wave my hand over it. And I let the air blow out the candles that comes with my hand because I feel like an airbender.
I like that.
When
ooh,
I do it.
I don't.
Are you an Avatar fan?
I love Avatar. Yes. Avatar the Last Airbender. Yes. I feel a little supernatural.
I get that. I think I'm going to start doing that.
But that's gross because you don't wash your hands after you go to the bathroom. So then you're just waving your junk juice all over the cake.
It's not even juice. Okay. Oh my God, it's so dry and clean.
This isn't my own thing. I used to have a friend in college. So he would go, you see like a group of birds just like hanging out. And he would walk up to them and he would say that he could control birds by going, fly, birds! And all of them would fly away. So he would say he would control them.
I like that.
And then the other thing is anytime he bought a new pair of shoes, he would go and touch them against random surfaces. So like he would go up against the window and touch the bottom, the soles of his shoes, onto whatever surface it was. And he's like, my shoes have never touched that before.
I think I like your friend.
I do like him.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty
cool. Really
cool.
I didn't know you had a friend.
Just the one.
Oh, okay.
Is it weird that I'll go a while without washing my jeans just so they stretch out and I can feel like I lost some weight?
No.
I think everyone does that.
Yeah.
Or you buy bigger pants because you're like, I know I can't fit that because I'm too skinny.
I've heard the opposite.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have my small jeans, and then I'm like, I think I can get them in there. And then I get the little thigh rips because I will force myself into jeans. And then you have to do the little stretch to make them fit and doing your squats. And I've blown out some thighs.
The inner, does that get the split? Ugh.
And then I still wear them anyway.
what's the appropriate number of jeans to own? And also,
I have
three
pairs.
I have one. Like Lacey said, I blew the crotch out of one of them. And this is right when I first met my girlfriend. So I went on like 4 or 5 dates before she noticed. Luckily, because if it would have been date one, she'd have been like, this guy's a loser and like doesn't own pants. So luckily I made it to 5 dates before she noticed him.
I have another one. I think homeless people are kind of attractive.
Explain, please.
I don't know what it is. It's just like they've seen it. They've seen life. They've seen gross things. They've been through it. And there was The Pursuit of Happiness and just Will Smith like having the struggle of like taking care of his kid and locking the door and putting the toilet paper on the floor just so he could be comfortable. And then the next day he finds a home. It was just that whole struggle that he went through.
So this inspiring story you thought was hot.
Yeah. And then I think of makeovers. I'm like, what could I do if they just took a shower and groom them and you dress them?
If you like them homeless, why would you want to change them by showering them and dressing them
because it's the whole switch. Like, I'm attracted to the grunge and like the dirtiness, and I love to clean. So then taking them under my wing and like giving them fashion advice and grooming their hair and then turning them into something that's beautiful than what they were as well is also intriguing.
I think it has to do with the whole hygiene thing that Justin is like attracted people with his similar hygiene level.
He's so clean.
I don't wash myself. I don't like to wash my hands. Homeless people, they can't wash themselves. That's hot. We belong together.
Okay, my weirdest confession, and I'm a little bit ashamed to say this, but at the same time, I've come to terms with myself, and the important people in my life know it, so I don't have to hide my true self from people. But I'm a former nail biter, and now I don't bite my nails anymore. But once they start breaking off, then I don't want a bunch of uneven nails. So I slowly bite my fingernails off. This can be throughout a period of a week. And I play with that nail and I roll it into a ball. Sometimes I'll put it back in my mouth. Sometimes I'll spit it back out into a ball, play with it. And you can find little nail balls on my desk and at my house. And one time my husband did not throw away my nail ball. And I was like, babe, thanks. You didn't know if I was finished with it or not. And he was like, ew, no, I just didn't realize it was there. Is that weird?
It's so weird. It is so, so weird. Oh, my goodness. That is so gross.
I do the same thing with my toenails.
I did bite my toenails until I got braces in middle school.
I get so impressed, though, because like my toenails will grow long. And then whenever you get the clippers out and you clip that big toenail and it's just long and beautiful.
Do you play with
it? And it's like, it looks like the moon sometimes. It's like a beautiful crescent. And I have to resist the urge from putting it in my mouth, you know, like just like nibble on it just a little bit. Sometimes I'll do it.
The homeless guy with long toenails would be perfect for you.
I know.
I have something weirder than the fingernail thing. So I used to bite my nails, but I wouldn't just spit them out. I would chew them up and swallow them. Little gerbil, nibble, and like tiny pieces.
Swallow?
Which, that's not the bad part. So So apparently they're getting stuck in the back of my throat, these little teeny tiny pieces, like in like whatever the little flappy thing is. You know,
the uvula.
So they got stuck back there, and then I felt like this itchy feeling in the back, and so I stick my finger back there and dig it out, and it was like, so it looked like a mustard seed. It was like compacted. It was compacted fingernails that like into the size of a mustard seed. And then, so I'm like, okay, this is really gross. And then I squeezed it and I wanted to smell it. It had been stuck in the back of my throat for I don't know how long. And I squeezed it and I smelled it. It was the worst smell I had ever had ever in my life. It was bad.
I don't think I went at being weird. Wait, I think these two out-weirded me for sure.
I would have said Lacey by a country mile would be the weirdest walking in here. And Lacey, you actually seem pretty normal compared to Justin and Amy.
Wash your hands.